Hi there. Let's explore interviews as a way of getting information from people. So, interviews are another popular type of research method, often preferred by positivists. Interviews suffer with problems related to validity and interviewer bias. Positivists see interviews as revealing the attitudes and behavior of people in everyday life. Interpretivists claim the interviews are in artificial situations and only reveal what the interviewee wants the interviewer to know. Answers in interviews may be influenced and distorted in some way by the presence, appearance, or behaviour of the interviewer. This means that the difference between respondents might be the result of interviewer bias rather than the difference between people. There are two main types of interview, both with their own strengths and weaknesses. So you've got structured or formal interviews and unstructured or informal interviews. So I'm first going to look at the structured formal interviews. These are based around a structured, pre-coded questionnaire known as the interview schedule. These interviews are preferred by positivists. The advantages are that they have good response rates because interviewers can persuade people to answer questions. They also overcome problems with literacy because people don't have to write things down. They are reliable because all respondents answer the same questions and results can be compared with other groups and replicated by other interviewers to check findings. They're also good for obtaining facts such as age, sex, and occupation. They provide easy classified quantitative data. Interviewer bias is reduced because there is little contact between the interviewer and the interviewee. However, the interviewer is available to clear up any misunderstandings that might arise. There are a few ethical problems because people are given a choice and are told what the interview is about. The disadvantages are that they are time-consuming and costly. More costly than self-completion questionnaires, and interviewers have to be trained and also paid. Interpretivists argue that they suffer from the imposition problem due to the use of structured interview schedule. There's also the possibility of interviewer bias. So let's look at the unstructured informal interviews. Unstructured interviews resemble a guided conversation. They don't necessarily need to include questions at all, but might include questions that are open-ended. This type of interview is preferred by interpretivists. They might be carried out with groups, including focus groups, who might discuss a particular topic in depth. The advantages are that interpretivists claim that informal interviews offer great flexibility, providing participants with the opportunity to be more open and say what they really think about an issue. They are more flexible than other methods, and the researcher can develop ideas and change direction during the course of the interview if new ideas emerge. Ambiguities and other issues can be clarified, and the interviewer can probe to uncover nuance. Interviewers can assess the honesty and validity of replies during the course of the interview. Group interviews and focus groups can spark debate and discussion, where ideas can yield more in-depth information. They also avoid ethical problems, as taking part implies informed consent, and interviewees can refuse to answer questions. The disadvantages are that they are time-consuming, costly, and because the data is qualitative, it takes longer to analyze the findings. So this time cost problem might mean that fewer interviews can be conducted. Positivists claim that they are less reliable because of their unstructured design, making comparisons and replication difficult. How successful the interview is relies in part on how well the interviewer conducts the interview. Differences in responses may reflect the characteristics, skills, or personal qualities of the interviewer, rather than differences between respondents. Positivists claim that it is difficult to compare responses from different people because they may express themselves in different ways. Group interviews may lead to peer pressure and conformity by encouraging people to conceal, distort, or exaggerate their responses, or agreeing with the majority when actually they hold alternative views. So that's a quick whiz around of interviews for you. So we've got the unstructured informal interviews and the structured formal ones.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more revision, then head over to senecalearning.com where you can revise all of your A-level subjects absolutely free. And if you're on Apple Podcasts or Anchor, then you will find a link in the bio. But if not, just type in senecalearning.com and you'll find us. While you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our revised podcasts, which cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.